Pastor Richard. And I was seeking God and I was saying, Lord, we need a breakthrough. How many feel like that sometimes? You know, there's just something holding back what we know we have, praise God. You know, the Bible talks about it in Haggai. In Haggai chapter 1, the Bible says we eat, we drink, we're not full, we're still thirsty. We put on clothes, but we don't feel like they're keeping us warm. We put our money into bags with holes in it. It seems like they disappear. And so many times we're in a situation where we're looking at everything and going, what's going on, God? How many know it's okay to ask that question? Come on, somebody. Y'all, don't be so spiritual here this morning. It's okay to ask why. It's okay to ask what's going on. It's okay to ask, because if you don't ask it, you'll never find out. Sometimes what we do is we facade it, and we put a facade around our faults. We put a facade around our situation to make everybody else think it's all good. My son has a word that he picked up when he was young, you know, in his 17, 18 years old. Of course, now he's 30, 32. But the thing is, you know, the thing he used to always say to me when I would ask him, are you okay? It's all good, Dad. Right. When it's not all good all the time, and sometimes we need to find out why it's not all good. Yeah. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all with me now. I'm not teaching unbelief. I'm teaching faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And in all reality, you can only have faith in what you know. And if you don't have knowledge of a situation, your faith is hard to reach out and conquer it. Are y'all with me now? And so I was seeking God, and I said to the Lord, I said, God, there's things that are happening right now that I need to know. Where are you in the midst of this? Now, we remember Ezekiel. He cried out and said, God, where are you? Where are you? And he looked for God in the torment. He looked for God in the tempest, the whirlwind. He looked for God in the thunder and the lightning, and it wasn't there. And sometimes we can look for God in the circumstance and we're not going to find him because he's not in it. Are y'all with me? God is not in our circumstances. He is in that still small voice that speaks to you, that gives you the direction, that gives you the ability. When he says go across the river, you need to wait and find out how. Guess what? When he said go across the river, he didn't tell them all, just jump in the water. He said, put your toe in. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we need direction from God. Well, we have the word. Yeah, you're right, you have the word. And you know what? He's also given us the spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth, which is the spirit that reveals the word, will always confirm his word with the word of direction that he gives to you. The Bible says that God, he blesses the steps of a righteous man or a righteous woman. The direction of a righteous man or a righteous woman are ordered of God. And one day I was meditating on that and I was like, God, I need direction. I need to know those steps. And he said to me, he said, that's the problem. I said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, you're so worried about the steps that you're missing the whole point of this scripture. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. He said, it's not about the steps. It's about knowing who you are. You are righteous enough to stand up, hear from God, and do the right thing, and be the righteousness of God in this earth and in your circumstance. It's not about just the steps. You know, we ask God when we get into circumstances, God, what's going on? It's okay to ask that. I want you to go there with me, and we're going to look at a couple things in Matthew chapter 17. And this is where the Lord brought me to, and it became such a revelation in my heart. I was seeking God and I said, Lord, we're seeing many things. I mean, we're seeing tremendous moves of God. tremendous miracles overseas. Blind eyes are open. And we just had a lady in Ohio that had one eye blind. She's 16 years old, sings in a worship band. And she was born with one eye blind. And she had like a cataract over her eye that had appeared over her eye. And because she's favored that eye so long, the other eye's now starting to go. And the Lord spoke to me and told me how to pray. See, that's what we got to find out how to do this. You don't just go up and, the Bible says, don't lay hands on any man suddenly. We got these prayer lines where we're in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. And it's just a waste of time, because most people, that only ones that get it are the ones up there in faith believing that they already have what the Word of God declares they have. And they get it. Two or three get out of 500. Are y'all with me? I think we're missing something here. And it's important that we hear from God the direction that we need in your business. You need direction from God. In your future, you need direction from God. In your life, you need direction from God. God wants to give. I mean, if he can give a prophet, you know, it's just like God's been using me in some things prophetically. I walked up to a lady the other day, and this lady, you know, I didn't know her from anywhere. And she's in a meeting of mine, and I walked up to her, and I said, the Lord shows me you hooked to a machine, and this machine is running your blood through it. And I said, your blood's running in and out of a machine, in and out of a machine. And God wants you to know that tonight he's hooking you up to the real machine, and your blood is going to be completely cleansed from poison and completely cleansed from toxins. And when I said that, she started shaking, fell out in the power of God. The pastor told me that someone, her sister, had called him and said, please go to the hospital because my sister is on a machine. And he went there, and the machine was doing exactly what the Lord said. You have to have direction from God. Now, I could have went up and said, in the name, and seen nothing. Come on, somebody, y'all with me? We need to get a hold of God. Jesus didn't just walk along speaking the word only. No, he walked along and went up the mountain, spent time with God, sought God, cried out to God. We've lost that in the church today. I'm not talking about running to the altar, being religious and crying out until the fire falls. The fire's already fallen. It's fallen over the sacrifice of Jesus. It's now in the altar of God. It's inside of you. The fire of God never ceases. It's continually, eternally burning inside of you. And it burns up sickness. It burns up disease. It burns up poverty. It burns up everything that comes against us. So we're not talking about fire falling. We're talking about getting a hold of God, learning his voice, sitting in heaven. I've had times where the Lord has given me a name, and I walk up to a person and their name. If God can give a name, he can give an address. He can give a sickness. He can give a disease. He can tell you how to get out of the circumstance you find yourself in right now. And there is a place. There's a place called there. There's a place, you know, Jesus said it in John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. You know why their hearts were troubled? They were troubled because he had just told them in chapter 13, I'm leaving you. Right. And they were thinking, what are we going to do without you? He said, I won't leave you comfortless. Same voice I heard. If you can believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in you, then the works that I did, so shall you do, and greater works. And then the next commandment is what? Love the Lord thy God. You want to get to know God. Hallelujah. We got to get to know God. And so I said to the Lord, I said, God, I said, I need a voice. I need you to speak to me. I've been seeking God on some things. And one of the things I'd been seeking God on, I didn't tell him, but I was seeking him in my heart, you know, praying in the spirit and letting the day star rise within me. And I'll never forget it. I was praying. I was seeking God. And he said, I want you to pray, and I want you to fast. And I looked at him. I said, pray and fast. He said, yeah. I said, okay. So I started. I told my wife I'm going on a fast. And I started praying, because it doesn't say fast. It says pray. I'll tell you right now, if you start praying, you'll get away and go up to a mountain and spend time with God. And you might go 24, 48 hours. You might go 3 days before you know it, you're in the presence of God and you haven't eaten anything. So it's not about fasting. It's about praying. And so what he was saying was, he said, I want you to pray. I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to pray. And so I want you to go with me to Matthew. You're probably already there. I told you to go there. Matthew chapter 17. You all know the story there. The Bible tells us, first of all, we have to go back to the beginning, because after 6 days, which is the completion of things and the beginning of a result of completion. Are you with me now? 6 days is the beginning of the seventh day, which is the completion, the restoration, the jubilee, the time. Praise God. After those 6 days, we were into the seventh day. And on the seventh day, the day of completion, they went up the mountain. Jesus took them up the mountain. Why did they go up the mountain? Well, Jesus was on the mountain all the time. Jesus spent days on the mountain. When he'd get tired, instead of going and finding a pillow, because he didn't have one, he would go up the mountain. When he was tired and frustrated and feeling like, I can't pray for another person, he'd go up the mountain. And if you look in the context of this same scripture, in Matthew chapter 15, the Bible tells us he was up on the mountain. While he was up on the mountain, the sick followed him up the mountain. So Jesus knew he had to have that time. Now look at this real quick. I want you to see this. But you all know the story. He came down from the mountain and they were, on the mountain he saw Moses, he saw Elijah, and he saw himself transfigured in front of the disciples. It was right after he said, I'll build a church, the gates of hell will not prevail against them. But what was the reasoning behind the gates of hell not prevailing against them was because he said, this revelation, Peter, that you just received didn't come from a book, didn't come from a tape, didn't come from a CD, didn't come from your favorite preacher. It came from heaven. You want a church that the gates of hell will not prevail against? We got to hear from heaven. We got to hear from God. And so I found myself in this place, and I was seeking God, and he said, do this. So I went on this fast. I went on this prayer. And right in the middle of it, Sister Lou, he said to me, why are you fasting? I said, I don't know. He said, well, you need to know why you're fasting. And I said, okay, I'm fasting because I want to see more profound miracles in my ministry. He said, all right, that's a good reason. Continue. So I continued. I got done. I left after this time of fasting and this time of prayer. Went to Brazil. We saw 4 people come out of wheelchairs. Something happened. Was it because I fasted and prayed? No. It was because I went to hear from God. And I said, God, I got to hear from you. And there's a place there. And of course, you know the story, the lunatic that was his son, the lunatic was thrown on the floor in the fire and demons were coming, you know, manifesting. And the disciples tried to cast them out and couldn't. And they came to Jesus and said, why couldn't we cast them out? Jesus didn't say because you don't fast and pray. He said because of your unbelief. See, there's levels of unbelief that you can set in this church that is such a faith church, there's not many around anymore. Just like you said, Damon, Pastor Damon, you said it. When it came out of your mouth, you don't understand the profound revelation that is in the confession that you're making right now. There's many churches right here in this city that hardly ever even teach it from their pulpit. So the profound revelation, there is a place where you can be under the word, under the revelation of the word, meditating on the word, but still have some kind of unbelief that's holding you back from conquering a certain circumstance in your life. And when you ask the Lord, the only thing He's going to say is because of your unbelief. Because without it, it's impossible to please God. And I'll tell you, sometimes you got to go up the mountain and sit and listen and cry out and say, God, I need to hear You. And you know what that is? It's a spirit of faith. It's saying, I'm not leaving this mountain until I have a revelation from God. I'm not leaving this time with You, Lord, until I hear from heaven. I'm not building the church until I know how to do it. I need direction, Lord. And that's not unbelief. It's faith. It's an attitude. It's an adjustment we have to make sometimes. You know what it does? It takes away from our time of television. It takes away our time of looking at our stupid cell phones. It takes away our time from looking at our iPads. It takes away our time from texting, from multiply talking nothing to everybody. It takes away from our time, telling someone, I just ate a hot dog. Meu Deus. I'm going to talk to you in Portuguese now. That means my God. Are y'all with me? We can't do this. The church has lost that place. They've lost that desire. You know what it is? It's in the Father's house. See, in John 14, 1, that's why He said, don't let your hearts be troubled, because I'm going to give you a place where you can go into the Father's house and sit down. And you know what? I'm not going to leave you there comfortless. I'm going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. He's going to give you the wisdom of God. He's going to give you the ability of God to overcome every circumstance you find yourself in life. And sometimes we just need to hear from God. That, you know the context here, and I'm not going to go into it real deep, but Jesus looked at him and says in verse 20, because of your unbelief. And so the disciples are trying to figure it, because of our unbelief. And so they don't get it. Are y'all with me? And so finally, Jesus says, listen, all you need. Do you know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? There is no other way. Come on, somebody, y'all with me. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and all you need is the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you don't need no mountain moving faith. Truth of the matter is, the mountain is not even what we've been taught all our life anyway. I think we're messed up in that area. And we think the mountain is the sickness, the disease, the poverty. That's all been conquered, praise God. The mountain is the unbelief that's holding you back from hearing from God to be able to conquer the situation. You know, I'm not speaking to sickness. It don't belong to me. I'm not even going to entertain the thought to talk about it. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? Had a lady get real mad at me one day, Sister Lou. She got mad at me after I preached this. She got mad at me. She took me aside and said, I speak to my mountain every day. I said, you do? She said, yes. I said, well, what's your mountain? It's this tumor. I said, so every morning you get up, you open your blouse to make sure it's still there, and then speak to it. She looked at me and goes, yeah. And I said, well, then I guess it's not moving, is it? I said, you know what's holding it back? You getting up every morning, going to the mirror, looking in and finding it, and saying it's still there. See, it's our unbelief that's holding us back. And sometimes we need to go away and spend some time with Daddy and spend some time with God and just get our thoughts on His thoughts and our mind on His mind and our ways on His ways. And I'll tell you what, He will give us direction to get out of every circumstance that we're up against in life. Are we supposed to be broke? No. Why are we broke? Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? I don't have time to go into all this because I don't want to preach much this morning. But if you look in Matthew chapter 17, of course it leads right after 16, which also leads right after 15, and the whole context just flows right through it. There was a lady that had great faith in chapter 15, and this was a Gentile. And Jesus looked at her, and he even rebuked her and said, listen, I don't even have bread for you because you're a dog. Can you imagine? That's not politically correct. I mean, if Jesus was in most churches, he would be kicked out. Amen. And Jesus looks and says, you're a dog. And she looked at him and said, yes, but even the dogs get some crumbs. Hallelujah. And he said, man, I haven't seen faith like this in a long time. I want faith like that. Are y'all with me? I want faith that says, bless God, I don't care what anybody says. I'm getting out of this circumstance. I'm getting out of this problem. This does not belong to me, and I will not be defeated.
Amen.
And so, you know, they spent that time, and of course, you know the scripture in the same context there in chapter 17. After he speaks of the mountain, he says, all you need is this little seed. He doesn't say you need big faith to raise the dead. I love that he just says you only need a seed of faith to move your unbelief to raise the dead. That's all I needed. James, that's all I needed. All I needed to go to another level in miracles was just a grain of faith. And when I went into the presence of God and began to seek God and say, Lord, I'm going there, something happened. And this is the key. We have built churches on what I'm about to share with you that is false in this day. And that is this grace thing, okay? Grace churches, grace this, grace that. And we've got churches today, you speak in tongue in a great grace church and you're kicked out. We call that grace? No. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, the same spirit came on the church. You know what they did? They began to cry out. They came together and they said, let's get this thing together. Come on. We're going to call out on God. And they began, according to Acts chapter 4, verse 29, to say, behold, Lord. Now they started talking to God. You don't think God saw it? Yes, he sees it. But he likes you to talk about it. We don't talk about it because we're afraid that we might make a bad confession. Sometimes we need to go to God and say, Daddy, I'm a mess. Sometimes we need to sit down on Daddy's lap and just say, Daddy, please help me. I mean, I need help. And you know what he's going to say? You got help inside of you, son. You got help inside of you. You got help inside of you. You got help inside of you. He's always going to lead you to the truth. But there's something about spending time with God and getting a hold of the heart of God and getting a hold of the direction of God. And I mean, he tells you exactly what to do. Can you say amen? And so you know, the whole context here, he looks and he says, this kind doesn't come out but by prayer. In other places, it doesn't even have that in the original, but by prayer. And fasting doesn't even belong there. But I put it there because I want you to see that this kind that he's talking about isn't demons, isn't sickness, isn't poverty, isn't the mountain. If you had just a grain of faith, you can move the mountain. The mountain's not the problem. It's the unbelief that's in your mind that's keeping you back from seeing your results. This kind, say this kind. This kind. I got a revelation, Sister Lou. I got a revelation. It came to me so profound. When I walked into a church back about a month ago, I was walking through the building and there was a little girl in a wheelchair, 6 years old. And I walked by her, and as I was walking by her, the Lord said, she will walk today. So I kept walking. I walked up front, took the pulpit, began to minister, began to flow in the Holy Spirit. God began to show me some things. And as I was preaching, I went back and I came towards this young lady. And I said, "Are you ready to get out of the chair?" And she looked at me, and she was 6 years old. So she looked at me like, "What?" You know, because she's never walked a day in her life. She was born and placed into a chair. And so I said, "Are you ready to walk?" And my usher, my catcher, was right beside me. And he walked up and he took the little girl's hands. And I turned around and I walked away. And I walked away to show the devil, I don't have to see it. Are y'all with me? God said it. That settles it. It's done. And so she was sitting here, and the man took her hands like this, and I walked away, and I said, "Hallelujah! Somebody say glory to God." And about that time, the place went crazy, started dancing, shouting. The little girl gets up and starts walking through the place. Hallelujah. After the service, we get a phone call from the pastor, or one of the pastors, and calling the pastor at the dinner table. And he says, you're not going to believe this. He said, "The little girl that got out of the wheelchair is standing up in the back of the sanctuary eating popcorn with her friends." Hallelujah. But I saw something there. I had another man in a wheelchair. I looked at that man and something stopped inside of me. And I look back and I go, "Whoa, why can't I just run over and grab him out of that chair?" And I said, "Lord, what's going on?" The Lord said, "Grace, grace, grace." I'm like, "Grace? What are you saying, Lord?" He said, "The grace isn't for the man to get out of the chair. The grace is for your unbelief that's hindering you to see that you have the power to raise that man up from the chair." And I got a revelation from God. I got a revelation. The only way to get rid of this mountain is to say grace. And when I say grace to the mountain in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, I say grace to the mountain. The mountain becomes a mere molehill. It's no longer affecting me. My unbelief goes away, and I have the faith to raise the dead, cause the lame to walk, see manifestations that my body, my mind, my spirit, my ability of faith wasn't there to do. I don't have the time to go into all this, but I want you to see something here. See, in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, when he's talking about how they got together and said, "Behold the threatenings, the persecution, what's going on in the church." If the church would get up today and start saying, "You know what? Look what's going on in this political clique world. What are they doing? They're destroying the church." Come on, somebody. I mean, dear God, I saw a video the other day. The Beyonce mess.
Yeah, I saw that.
God help us.
Yeah.
And people are saying, "It's okay." No, it's not okay. Come on, somebody. It's not okay. And if the church can start to say, "God, behold the situation we're in. God, begin to cry out and say, God, we need something from heaven. We need something from God. We can't change this world by ourselves. God, hear our cry. Hear our cry." He's going to begin to shake heaven and earth. He's going to begin to shake the place you stand on. And he's going to cause his grace to come down. The Bible says in verse 30 and verse 33 all the way to 34 of Acts 4, he says that all of a sudden, guess what happened? The great grace and great power that came upon the church. They brought sick people, hoping that just the shadow of Peter would pass by and raise them up. There was great faith in the land. Why? Because we finally went up the mountain. There's something about when you fly, you're way above the mountain. And when you're way above the mountain, guess what? The mountain don't look too big. The mountain is small. the mountain's a mere molehill. And that unbelief that's holding you back from hearing from God, from conquering the situation you're in, is a mountain. And you've got to say grace, grace, grace to this mountain. And when you do, God's glory is going to arise upon you and show you the direction you need to overcome. You guys have been studying this series on loving the Lord. I mean, this goes right with it. We need this time with God. We need this time to be able to find out, why isn't it working? The Bible says in Psalms 2, and in this, you know, when it's talking about the same situation, the first question is why? Why do the heathen rage? Why do the nations rise against us? Can you imagine what Israel's doing right now? They're probably going, why does everybody hate us? I mean, if you were a Jew, you would think, man, I mean, we've went from one thing after another. Everybody just hates us. Can you imagine? That's what Psalms David is writing and saying. Man, everybody hates us. No, they hate the God you serve. They hate for what you stand for. You say you're healed when you don't look like it. You say you're rich when you don't look like it. You say what the Word says. They don't like that. And so in the same context, what's it say? It says in verse 4, it says, he that sits in heaven, hallelujah. You know what that really means? He that is on the mountain. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we need to start getting on top of the mountain, not just letting the mountain be on top of us.
Amen. Right. Amen.
When you get on top of the mountain, you have a different perspective. You call things that be not as though they were. You look down at the mountain and say, man, you're small. There's nothing that can stop you. In John chapter 14, after he says, the works that I do, so shall you do. And greater works in the same context. He goes on to say, but don't worry. I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to put the grace of God in you. There'll be great grace and great power that will come down and dwell inside of you. And that Spirit, the Spirit of all truth, will guide you, direct you, and make you an overcomer. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's being healed right now with acid reflux. There's three people, but this one individual's being healed because they've been having a burning in the throat area. And it's not just the acid reflux that rises, but it's the throat area. And you at times, it gets so bad that you lose your voice. I saw three, but I saw one that has it in the throat area. So if that's you, stand up. The power of God's here to heal you. It's yours. See, the cool thing about a word of knowledge is when God gives it, it's settled. Are you the one with the throat? There's two others that have that, need to stand up. Don't leave here with that disease. That's a disease. Doesn't belong to you. Who? He's pointing at somebody. Who is it? Here it is, right here. Here's two. And then there's one more. There's one more that I saw. Come up here. The power of God's here. One of the things we've been seeing in our meetings lately is the wind of God is blowing. Hallelujah. We were in a meeting down in Sao Paulo. It was really a city outside of Sao Paulo. And we had about 12 people with cancer there. The Lord revealed to me that the spirit of cancer was a principality over that area. Well, the Bible says if we don't become obedient to it, it can't work in us. Amen. So therefore, I said, stand up, everybody. We're going to declare that power of cancer that tries to get on people's body. 12 people in a group of 400? 12. And so I said, we're going to declare. And you know what I did? I did kind of like, are you standing up on two? No, okay. And so what had happened was, in this meeting, I stood up and I said, Lord, behold these 12 people. 12 people with cancer standing up. Behold these 12 people. This is a threat against the kingdom of God. And I said, we're not going to allow it anymore. I said, everybody make this confession. We declared the word of God over the spirit of cancer over the city. And all of a sudden, I went and sat down on the platform, and the wind blew across the place. 4 times, one way, second, douche, douche. When it did, people were healed of all kinds of diseases. There were people being healed of, one fella had a crutch, he couldn't walk. He took the crutch and took off running. There were just miracle after miracle after miracle. I said to him, I said, what happened? I said, did you all feel the wind? Over half the congregation raised their hand and said they felt the physical wind of God. There's a move of God that God is getting ready to pour out in the church. We've never experienced it. Amen. We need it. Praise God. We need a move of God. We need a move. Somebody's being healed right now in their right hand. Somebody's been having pain. It's mainly in the middle finger area, the 2 middle finger areas. But they've been having pain in their right hand. The healing power of God's here to heal you of that. Amen. Amen. Who is that? Stand up, that's you. The power of God's here to heal you. The Lord just gave me that word. Raise your hands up there, sister. The power of God's coming on you. Father, I thank you for the resurrection, the life, and the glory. You also, James, the power of God's all over you already. I just release it right now. In Jesus' name, there goes. Take it now. Take it now. In Jesus' name, I release. Now you not only have that issue, but you have also stomach issues. God's healing that completely too. In Jesus' name, take it now. There goes, receive it. I thank you for it, Father. Now here comes right now. Take it. In Jesus' name, in this throat area, I command a complete healing. But not just the throat area, Father. It's the symptoms and the recourse of what's happening in the stomach. I speak to the acids in the stomach. And I demand in Jesus' name a cleanse. Shoot, there goes right there. There goes right there. I'm not going to touch you. The power of God's all over you. Let him touch you right now. Just let him touch you. There it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. There it is. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. There it is. Take it. That's the power. I can't get away from you. The Lord's doing some other things in your back also. Your back is being healed. The lower back. There it goes. That's the healing power of God. Just release that lower back and hip area in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Raise your hands up there. Both of you have the reflux. The reflux. You have the hand area. You don't have it anymore. Move it around. You'll see the pain's gone already. You came up with it. You came up with it, but you don't have it anymore, do you? Raise your hands up because you've been having headaches. And those headaches are going to go too in Jesus' name. We release the resurrection power of God and we command these headaches in Jesus' name to no longer begin, no longer continue, no longer defeat this young lady of God in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Whew. That's the power of God. Take it, sweetheart. That's the power of God right there. Now, I just felt like a head, just almost like somebody put a helmet on my head, and I felt this pain go all the way down the back of my neck. And that's the pain you're feeling in your neck area, your shoulder area, all this area that you're having pain is coming from the headaches. I release right now the symptom that is continuing to follow this body because the results of the healing is now. In Jesus, there it goes right there. Take it, 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 take it. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. Start praying in tongues, sweetie. That's the power of God. The fire of God's coming on you right now. I don't know what it is, but I also see something come across your chest area. Your chest area. There's a healing. There's a healing. There's a miracle right now in the chest area. There's a miracle. There's a miracle. I see something disappearing completely, completely. In the eyes of God, He already sees it gone. But in my eyes, I see it disappearing now. In Jesus' name, there it goes, there it goes. Go! Now. Here comes the glory of the Lord. The Bible says, He who sits in heaven laughs. Your great niece. Raise your hands up there. She also has 4 months old and has acid reflux. We don't allow that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it. In the name of Jesus, we release it. Ha, ha, ha. The Lord just told me your lungs are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up, sister. Come up here. Come up here. I'm getting drunk. You've been asking God some things about the prophetic anointing. You've been asking God, what's going on, Lord? Where am I in this picture? You're in your cave. You're in your cave. It's a season. But when I bring you out of the cave, the Lord says, I will bring great revelation knowledge, bringing forth from your voice. Yes, Lord. There it goes, there it goes, there it goes, there it goes, there it goes. There goes right now. Your kidneys are being healed. I heard that by the Spirit of God. Blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. There it goes, there it goes. Take it now, 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 take it now. Glory to God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. I've been seeing this lately where God's just doubling people over in His presence. There's something about that that's spiritual, I believe. That God's just taking us and like draining us out. Hallelujah. There's a place there that the Lord is moving. Stand up, because you're also being healed in your hip area. The lower part of your back is being completely restored right now in Jesus' name. Watch her, watch her, watch her. There's the power of God. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Whew. Praise you, Father God. Stand up, the whole row. Stand up, stand up. I want to bless this whole family. Hallelujah. This is a blessed family. I know a couple of you are not in family, but this is a family here. Amen. It's a family here. Hallelujah. Take hands, raise them up. Take hands, raise them up. The anointing God's coming on this whole family. There's a joy. See, the Bible says, he that sits in heaven laughs. There's a place we can be in God. But do you know what that place is? And I didn't have the time to go into it in my message this morning. But do you know what that place is? It's the place that Jesus said, I go to a place and prepare a place. We are the place. We're the dwelling place. We're the dwelling place of the Most High God. There's a place in Him. See, it's, oh, hallelujah. That place is He that sits in heaven. He that sits in heaven laughs. Why? Because when you know, see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, that we have been made what? Raised together in Him with Christ and seated in heavenly places. The grace of God lifts us. It takes us beyond our unbelief. It takes us beyond our unbelief. It takes us to a place where we can see like God sees. We can see the mountain from a different perspective. We can see what's under our feet. Hallelujah. Far above all principalities, far above all powers, far above all sickness, far above all disease. But he that sits there laughs. Hallelujah. There's a joy. There's a joy. There's a joy. We see it overseas, and it needs to come here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've seen whole churches, thousands of people laying on the floor laughing in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they're getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Shh. Laughing in the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. There's an anointing that comes from heaven that God wants to manifest. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it now. 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 Here comes again. Here comes again. It's a wave. It's a wave. It's a wave. It's a wave. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take that. Take that. Take that. Be filled with that joy. Be filled with that joy. Be filled with that joy. Joy's down there. Joy's down there. Shh. Shh. Joy. See, shh. Shh. There's an anointing that's coming upon you. The Lord says He's put you in a place of holding. It's like a holding pattern. It's like a holding pattern. And that holding pattern is to kind of fly around and watch. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because the Lord is about to exalt the gift of God that's in you. Because while you're in the cave, you have kept humble. You have kept submitted to authority. You've not allowed your thoughts or your mind or your words to go against your faith. The Lord says you're found in that cave for a season, but it's a holding pattern. You're flying around. You're still up there. You're still in that place. You're still flying above even some of the brethren that's in this church. You're flying above because He has you in a holding pattern. But the Lord says, I'm about to release you. I'm about to release you. I'm about to release you. And when I release you, you will land in the calling that I have for your life. Woo! Shh. Woo! Glory to God. Your joy is coming back. Hallelujah. Your joy is coming back. You haven't had your joy in a while. Your joy is coming back. Praise God. Your joy is coming back. Hallelujah. Your joy is coming back. Shh. Stand up there. The Lord's touching you. He's touching you. I saw it all along this area of your body. I saw it all along the area of your body. Take the healing anointing of God right now. In Jesus' name. Here it comes. I'm going to do what I saw myself doing. Receive in Jesus' name. the power of God's. Ha, ha, ha. You two stand up, the anointing's all over you. Hallelujah. You thought I was going to pray for you, did you? Ah. You know it's all right to play in the water a little bit. Amen. Stand out here. The glory's coming down. There's a transforming anointing coming to the headship of the households. There's a transforming anointing coming to the priestly authorities of the household. The hand of God is coming upon your family. But it starts at the head and it goes down. Starts at the head and it goes down. And the Lord said, there's a transforming anointing coming upon the heads. Shh. Shh. The glory. The glory. He that sits in heaven laughs. Come up here. He that sits in heaven laughs. Lay your hands on them, and the joy of the Lord's going to fall on all three of you. He that sits in heaven laughs. He that sits in heaven laughs. There's laughter in the house. That's what the Lord said. There's laughter in the house. Bondage. Bondage. Bondage and fear are far from you. Woo, give me more, Lord. Give him more, Lord. Touch him, Damon. Touch him, Pastor. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Give her more, Lord. Saturate her with joy. Saturate her with joy. This is my laugher. She's my drunk. Every time I come here, she gets drunk. Shh. Shh. Stand up here. Stand up here. Stand up here. You need some of this too. Come out here in the middle of the aisle. Stand up here. Raise your hands back there, back there. Raise your hands up. I heard the Lord say the word that I gave to you was profoundly for you. The word that I spoke today about hearing the voice of God, about the direction God has for your life, is profoundly for you. The Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, and they don't deny my voice. And you're a sheep. You know the will of God because by faith you walk in it. I heard the Spirit of God say, don't worry about tomorrow. Rest. See, he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. I have a place in my Father's house. Really what that means is they went and sit down, didn't they? And when you sit down, you're relaxing. You're resting. You know the hand of God's on you. God's healing you right now in your blood sugar levels. The healing power of God's all over you right now. Your blood levels, your sugar levels are being completely restored right now. The Lord just spoke that to me. He just spoke that to me. And the resurrection power of God starting, I don't know why this is, but I heard it starting at the feet. It's starting at the feet. Because what the devil's trying to do is stop your feet. Your feet are the feet of the good news of the gospel. And the devil wants to stop the testimony of your healing by attacking your feet, having to do with your levels in your sugar. And I heard the Lord say, your feet's now being blessed. Your feet is now being healed. The numbness that you feel in your feet, The discoloring that you see in your feet are being completely restored because the anointing of resurrection power is starting at the feet and it's going up the body, up the body, up the body. And I see it by the Spirit of God. Resurrection power. Raise your hands up. The Lord's not finished with you. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, the hands of God are upon you. The hands of God. I don't hear just hand. I heard hands. Hands. And the Lord said the reason why he said hands is because you have many talents, many giftings, and many skills. And God wants you to use those for the kingdom of God. And I saw in the Spirit, what you have been seeking is right before you. It's like Moses, when Moses said, what do I do? Where do I go? What should I say? The Lord said, what do you got in your hands? What do you got in your hands? And I saw your hands and the hands of God coming upon your hands. And he said, all I have is this staff, nothing but this piece of wood. And he said, throw it down, throw it down. And when he did, it became a serpent. He said, now pick it up. See, with your hands, you can take authority over your future. Your hands are blessed of God. Your skills are blessed of God. Your calling is blessed of God. And I heard the Lord say, it's upon you to do greatness. Yeah, greatness. She's going to be rich. She's going to be rich. She's already being trained in business to be rich. She's going to be rich. She's going to be rich. I heard the Lord say he's blessed her with richness. Richness. He blesses your hands to prosper everything you touch. And I think, yeah, Lord, I'll do that. Come up here. Come up. You knew I was calling on you, didn't you? You knew it in the Spirit. I knew you knew it. Touch your hands because the anointing's going down. The anointing's going down. There goes, take it, both of you. Receive, receive. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. You got a call of God on your life and you need to wake up. That's what I heard the Lord say. I sometimes get mean, you know, when I prophesy in the prophetic anointing. I do. I told a guy last night. No, not last night, I guess it was. Was it last? No, it was the night before last. And he walked up to me, and I said, stop looking at other fields. God gave you a wife that's anointed of God. I mean, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, God's restoring your marriage. And I went down the line, and I told him, you need to step up and be a man of God. And he started crying. Power of God hit him. He fell out. I mean, the glory of the Lord came down. And he came up to the pastor after the service. He said, Pastor, I won't get back in church. Yeah. Sometimes a prophetic word scares you, doesn't it? Sometimes we need to stop these little prophetic words. God's going to bless you. God's going to do this. God, no, sometimes there's some strong words God wants to bring. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Both of you receive. Glory to God. There it is. There it is. There it is. There's a new beginning coming over your daughter's life. I'm telling you, I saw it in the Spirit. Same anointing. Same anointing that's on her is coming on her. You watch. You're going to see the difference. Here it comes now. Take it now. Stand up, the two of you. Stand up. I heard by the Spirit of God, come up here, take hands, raise them up. I heard the Lord say, you had a call of God on your life. At one time, you thought you would even follow that call and be a preacher. But you know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah, I believe it's chapter 48, no, it's 50, I don't, I can't remember. But it says this, it says Zion was at ease and he didn't pour himself from vessel to vessel. and the dregs of the wine stayed at the bottom of the jar. And so therefore, it was not purified. Zion was at ease. I heard the Lord say, God's stirring up the gifts and callings of God inside of you. Take her hand, raise it up. The enemy's tried to stop the two of you from fulfilling the hand of God that's on you. Stop the two of you from being where God wants you. I heard the Spirit of God say, you need to step up. You need to step up. I don't know you. I just only hear what I say and say what I hear. But you need to step up because God has placed a calling on your life. And it starts right here in this house. Starts right here in this house. The intercessor, her, she's like Diane. She's a prophetess. She's also an intercessor like Anna. And she said, I'm not stopping till I see the glory of God come back into the house. And I heard the Spirit of God say, it starts with you. It starts with you. The hand of the Lord is coming upon this house. You ran from it. You're just like him. You're just like him. You're identical. You got a call of God on your life. You were called of God when you were in a high school time. God gave you a word, anointed you, and called you out. But now it's just church is normal. It's not church is normal. God has gifts and callings in this family for a purpose for the kingdom of God. But it starts at the head. You watch. When the anointing comes on him, it's going to come on you again. It's going to come on you again. It's already on you. Because it's on mama. It's on you too. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and I release them now in Jesus' name. Now, I prayed over somebody's kidneys. I don't remember who it was, but somebody's being healed in their kidneys also. Somebody else has got kidney problems, and they have pain, sharp pain, sharp pain in their lower back, but it's not the back, it's the kidneys. Who is that? Who is that? Stand up, that's you. Stand up, that's you. The power of God's here. Was that you? Was you having those pains? You're healed. No, somebody else. Somebody else. Hallelujah. Who is that? Who is that? Don't leave here with it. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up in the middle of there. Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. Whew. Now, there was some kind of accident or something. I don't know what it was, but it caused your whole bottom of your body to be out of whack. It was some kind of trauma, some kind of was it a car accident? Years ago. And it caused your whole body from here down to be out of whack. And it's caused pain. That has nothing to do with the kidneys. The kidneys is different. But I saw in the spirit the Lord telling me that also the lower back is out. It's all messed up. And it's been messed up. It's some kind of I know that, Lord. The Lord just said to me, arthritic situation that's entered in to the joints. And it's almost like a callus. I don't know what that is. Anybody knows it's medical? I don't know. But a callus that's formed over the bone. What is it? Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I saw a callus over top of the bone, and it's causing great pain in your legs. Whew. The healing power of God's on you right now in Jesus' name. There it goes right there. I release your resurrection power. I release your resurrection glory in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit. Whew. There it goes, 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 there it goes. And also the kidneys, Father, I thank you for causing these kidneys to come in alignment. Now, the kidneys is something to do with somebody in the family that you have received of that curse that don't belong to you, because a curse, causeless, has no place. Amen. You in this church, you've been taught that. Amen. We don't run around looking for generational curses. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. But when the cause is not recognized and it's not revealed, then it has a place to attack your body. And that cause no longer has a place because I'm revealing it. The Lord said the kidney issues that's in your family. I keep hearing the mother. Is it your mother? It's your mama. It was your mama. And she was taken out by that?
Yes.
And I saw in the spirit that the kidneys no longer will have a curse on them. I mean, she already went to heaven. Why in the world would her bad results stay in her children when she's sitting in heaven and laughing? Come on, somebody. That don't make sense, does it? No, it don't make sense, and we're not going to receive it. Praise God. We're not going to receive it. So, Father, I thank you that this curse has no cause. And, Father, every bit of her pain that she's feeling in the lower back and down into the legs and into the joints of her legs, I release her right now from the bondage of this. And I thank you for the resurrection. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Receive it now. Receive it now. You're going to feel, I felt it myself, electricity shooting through your legs, shooting through your body, shooting through your back. And that electricity is the light of God. Hallelujah. It's light. It's light. It's light. We sang about light out of darkness. Hallelujah. Light out of darkness. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. Take it now, 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 take it now. I'm not going to touch you. Power of God's all over you. Sometimes when you touch somebody, when the power of God's on them, it causes the power to go all over the place. So sometimes it's just there goes, there goes, there goes. Take it now, take it now, take it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rudy, what's that thing you got? What happened? Stand up here. Pretty hard to stand up. Raise your hands up there. Do you believe he can hear you? Well, I'm not going to ask you that. That's a dumb question. You believe you're healed? Hallelujah. Raise your hands up there. The anointing of God's coming on you now. I speak. Go ahead, James. That's fine. I wouldn't let too many people do that, but I trust you. Release that anointing. Release that anointing. Release that anointing. Release that anointing over those hips, over that body. In the name of Jesus, resurrect now. In Jesus' name, I heard the Lord say, you're like Jeremiah. You've been up the mountain, you've sought God. You've been crying out and asking God why. You've been asking God what's going on. And an angel from hell has hit you in the hip. He's hit you hard. He's hit you hard. It's not time to look back. It's time to look forward. It's not time to run. It's time to run to the throne of God. The Lord says it's time for you to stand up and be the called of God you are and say, I'm not going to let the devil win. Now resurrection power from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I release it now. Go ahead, James. Put your hands back on him. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Be whole in Jesus' name. Father, I remind you, he came in faith today. He didn't come to church in a while. I remind you, he came in faith. And so therefore, his faith will turn to sight. In Jesus' name, we release it, Father. Go ahead and do something you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. Do something you couldn't do before. Get up, do something you couldn't do before. Start to dance. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stand up, sir. Power of God's all over you. You've been feeling it all day. Stand right here. I saw the power of God just come over your body. Almost like what is that? It's what machine? Heart surgery. Ha ha ha. I want you to, I heard the Lord say, I want you to come in agreement with Pastor Jim right now, because he's in agreement for your healing, because he knows he's healed. That faith is there, you know that. That's what I heard the Lord say. New heart. New heart. New heart. There's the resurrection power of God. You're going to begin to feel electricity and heat hit your body. In the name of Jesus, I release it now. A new heart. Now. In Jesus' name. Watch him. Watch him. No, you don't need to watch him. You know what? Bless God. I've seen him fall out with cancer. I've seen him fall out paralyzed. I've seen him fall out of wheelchairs and get up and walk out of wheelchairs. Praise God. Whew. New heart. That's what I heard the Lord say. New heart. New heart. I release it now in Jesus' name. Take it. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Now there's a woman here that has a growth on her breast area. I believe it's on the right side, and it's concerned you. It's concerned you. I heard those words, concern. Concern. Who is that? It's on the right side, I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rudy, you walking? Amen. Amen. Who is that person? It's on the right side. I want someone to pray for you. Who is it? Who is it? It's the size of a quarter. That's what I heard the Lord say. It's the size of a quarter. It's just about that big. Amen. Amen. Just about that big. Stand up, that's you. And somebody's being healed in their neck right now. Is that you, Diana? Come up here. I saw something in the spirit. You've been doing something lately that has caused your neck to rack up. It's just like it was your shoulder, and it's your neck and shoulder now. Raise your hands up there and just receive. Whew. She's always treating everybody else. Everybody reach your hands out there to treat her. Hallelujah. By faith, we believe that her body is whole. Who is that person? That's you in the neck area. But there's a woman here that has a lump the size of a quarter in their right. I believe it's the right. Might be left. So if you're thinking, well, it's not me, I have it in the left. Come on out here. Come on, come on, come on. If that's you, is that you? Somebody back there is looking, going like this, the size of a quarter. Who is it? Don't leave here without it. Now here comes the power of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. I'm not going to even touch you. The power of God's all over you. The wind of God's blowing now in Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. The wind of God is blowing. The wind of God is blowing. There it goes again. There it goes again. There it goes again. Shoulder, behold. Now and neck line up. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, move it around. You'll see it's gone. Praise God. Move that shoulder around. Go like this. 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 Yeah, it's gone, isn't it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody also that has a problem with the rotator cuff. Who's that? Is that you, James? You is that you also? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Shoo, hold on, Ambrosi. You have pain there now?
Yeah.
A little bit. Everybody say a little bit. Go. This guy, he can't get around me without the anointing coming on. Look at him. He just sitting there shaking in the power of God. That anointing's strong on your life. You know that, right? That's it. Whew, whew, glory to God. There's a prophetic anointing upon you you've never stepped into. There's a healing anointing that you've never stepped into. And the Lord said today he's stirring that up. Whew. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it. Now move it around, James. You had pain. The little bit's gone, isn't it? Little bit's gone. Now, We thank you, Father, for a complete restoration. Not just a little pain, not a lot of pain, no pain. Which one? Both of them. Both of them. I walked up to her and I said, which one? The Lord said, both. See, I believe Jesus had it right when he said, I only do what my Father says. Well, really, he says, I only say what my Father says, and I do what I see my Father doing. And so there's a revelation there, church, if we get a hold of this, you'll be led by the Spirit. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of what? Truth. So he only says to you what the Father says. The Bible says that Jesus was given with the Spirit without measure. And then if you look in the context, it's telling us that we have the Spirit with measure. A lot of times what we think that means is that all the gifts, all the manifestations, and all the ministries flowed through Jesus. And we can't. That has nothing to do with it. Because if you look in the next couple of verses down from that scripture, it says this. It says, for God has given him the ability to hear all the words of God. See, that's a spirit without measure. Jesus heard everything God said. He didn't wonder what God was saying. He didn't think, well, was that you, Lord? No, he heard what God said, and he only said what God says. The Lord said both. I didn't hear anything else, but he said both. So if he's saying both, he's healing both. Praise God. Amen. I mean, it'd be double-minded to say both and then not heal both. Can you say amen? And that's why I've had people say, you're cocky in the spirit. No, I'm not. I'm confident. I'm confident. Amen. And that's why I walk away from, people that I know God's healed. It's done. It's done. He said both. So I'm going to do what I saw him doing, both. And that's what he said, both. 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 Both! There it goes. Right there, both. Both. Restoration of both. Somebody say hallelujah. Both. Both. You don't even need to pray. That's one revelation I learned from Jim a long time ago. We pray for the sick, which is, really it's unscriptural sometimes. The Bible only tells us to pray for the sick is to pray the prayer of faith. And then it says there shouldn't even be sick amongst us, but if they're here, call the elders and they'll pray. Amen. But the reality is sometimes you don't pray, you just be led and you hear. Praise God. And I heard both, so it's done. Amen. It's done. Now I release this neck in Jesus' name. That's what I heard the Lord say, release it. Because what happens is you'll go through a season where your neck locks up. And when that neck locks up, it gets so bad that you can't even hardly turn it. And when it gets like that, it just throws off your whole back. Throws off your whole back. Whew. And that came from that same accident, see. I prophesied that over you, so I know it, and I remember it because the Lord just reminded me of it. That same accident that caused everything in your back to be messed up has came from that same thing, and it's that thing that's trying to linger. It's trying to hang on. We speak to it right now in Jesus' name, and we command this neck to be completely restored in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, now! There goes, here comes again. The Lord said, Holy Spirit, now! Holy Spirit, now! Holy Spirit, now! Holy Spirit, now! Faith is now. Faith is now. Now faith. Here goes. Take it. Receive it. Are you up here with that neck area also. That person that has the lump that the size of a quarter didn't come up. You need to come up here. Amen. I don't care if you believe you're healed or not. Come up here because it's a word from God. Amen. Raise your hands up there. Now there's hallelujah. I saw the Lord coming on your neck and just moving it around completely. Just absolutely releasing it and moving it around. Moving it around in the name of Jesus. You got your healing, didn't you? Young man, you moving your neck around. You got your healing, didn't you? Stand up here and come down here. This is a prophet of God right here. This is his. You got a strong anointing upon your life. Touch her. Touch her. Put your hands like this on her neck. Release it. Release it. Strong anointing on this young man. Strong anointing. There's a healing anointing upon him. A healing anointing. Now there goes right there. There goes right there. Take it now. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Here comes. I'm going to help him out a little bit and just release it with him. In Jesus' name. Now! Take it. 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 Young man, stand up here. Get some of this. Raise your hands up there. There's more God wants to do through you. There's a prophetic anointing that's a healing anointing upon your life. God's called you from a child. You didn't even almost make it into this world. But the hand of God was on you. He planned you. He destined you. He had a purpose for you. And the healing anointing of God will rest mightily upon you. Mightily upon you. Mightily upon you. I release it now. In Jesus' name. There goes, there goes. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. Come up, Brian. Come up. Come up here. Come, come, come up. I could get you mixed up. Brian? Ken. Come up, Ken. I'm not good at names. I get them all mixed up. Come up here. Ken, touch him. Release it. There's a pastoral anointing upon you that's very strong. It's a pastoral anointing. The Lord says that pastoral anointing is being released to this body. Everybody in here sees it. The hand of God's on you. But you're also a lover of the sheep. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. And Father, right now I stir up that pastoral gifting. There's other pastors here. I want all of you to come. The three of you here. Come, come, come. Damien. What is it? Brian. John. Come, come, come. Take hands, raise them up. I saw this in the Spirit. Take hands, raise them up, all of you. All of you. There's a teaching anointing on you, John, that's strong. It's as strong as Pastor Jim. The gifting that God has given you in the teaching anointing is an arena that most won't enter into. That anointing's strong. The pastoral anointing that's on him comes together in a way that just seasons this body. The prophetic anointing that's on you, Damon, is being restored. It's growing. It's increasing. The anointing's been strong on your life and the prophetic anointing, the evangelist anointing. But it's not just the evangelist. You're an evangelist. You're a pastor evangelist. The anointing of the pastor evangelist is upon your life. The Lord is raising up the fivefold ministries in this house. For this house will be known as the house of the Lord, where the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed through the training center that the Lord still is going to raise up in this house. The apostolic anointing that's upon the apostle of this work has now come down and rested upon these different ministry gifts. The Lord says these ministry gifts are just the beginning. You too, prophet of God, shall rise. You too, prophetess of God, shall rise. Many that are here today, you too, prophet of God, will rise. Many are here. You too, teacher, that you will not tap into. That I'm telling you, it's time. Tap into the gift and calling of God that I've placed inside of you to teach the word. It's there. It's deep, but it's there. Draw from that well, Pastor. Draw from that well, Pastor. Come down here. Don't worry about the piano. Come down here. The anointing of God is upon the fivefold ministries right here. The Lord says there's pastors, there's teachers, there's apostles, and there's prophets. Take his hand, Pastor, and raise it up. God has anointed the five of you to step into the anointing of this house. And the glory of the Lord will rest upon this house. The hand of God will come down from the apostle. And it will rest upon the five of you. Because his hand has ordained your hands. And the glory of the Lord will rest. Here it comes now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. From the top to the bottom. From the head to the toes. Let your glory be revealed in this house, says the Lord. For I am calling this house to a multitude of ministry, a multitude of grace, a multitude of graces. And this multitude of graces is the cornerstone of the house of God, the cornerstone that has been established by the apostle. The apostle has laid the stone. The apostle has laid the cornerstone. And this cornerstone, says the Lord, will not be a cornerstone that many think it will be. It will be a multitude of graces that will come together and restore that which was brought as prophetic word to this house in the beginning. The Lord says it's now time to speak to the dry bones and cause the dry bones to come alive. And I am raising up this church with a new spirit, with a new heart, with a new anointing. And now, says the Lord, I will cause sinew to come upon bone and upon joint and come upon body and flesh upon bone, and the anointing will rest from the head down, says God. And this is the day that I will say a new beginning has begun with a new voice, a new spirit, and a new anointing. Take it now. 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 In Jesus' name. Shh. Hallelujah. Everybody believes that. Stand up and say glory to God. 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 You're going to see it's easy. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoever is going to close, come on up and take the service. Praise God. God is good. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. God has blessed his people.
Amen.
And we are thankful that Brother Brad could come and be with us. So we want to bless him. I give you the opportunity to sow back into him. This is nothing new for us. We know the deal. Every assembly, we have received spiritually, we return and bless financially. So make your checks payable to the house of the Lord. and sow into Brother Brad's ministry and the things that God is leading him into. We know that you will be blessed as you are obedient to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. The ushers are handing out seed envelopes, so if you need those, we're going to go ahead and, guys, whenever y'all get ready, go ahead and start. People are still writing, so we'll wait just a minute. We will say, give another plug for our Wednesday nights. Brother Keith Moore he's blessing us. We set a couple of big TVs up here so we can watch him, and we turn him on, and he just ministers and talks and goes on, and he's teaching us some truth. But my life has changed. Our lives, and Michelle and our lives have changed. We've made some corrections. We've made some adjustments. And I know that God is going to honor that. He is honoring that because we are putting ourselves in line with His word and His love. It's a good time. We encourage you all to come out. Guys, go ahead and receive the offering for Brother Brad. As mentioned, Pastor Jim is in Cornerstone in Brown Rock. If you want to go see him, which I encourage you to, coordinate that with Sister Lou, because it's kind of a small room, and there's procedures going on throughout the day, and you don't want to kind of be in the way there. And like Sister Lou said, while he's resting, you know, he may just fall asleep on you. But if you go talk to him, he appreciates seeing his people. And we continue to celebrate and rejoice that he is healed of the Lord. Matter of fact, stand with us and let's do that one more time this morning. We rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. We thank you and give glory and honor to you, sir, for our pastor, for our head, Father God. And we thank you that he is healed of the Lord, that because your word says, by the stripes of our Redeemer, he has been healed, that we claim him, we call him, we receive him as healed of the Lord. And no sickness, no disease can stay in his body. But I thank you, Father God, that resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised our Redeemer from the dead, lives in his body, and it pushes out and casts out all disease and infection and anything that is not like the name and the blood of the Lamb. And I thank you, Father God, that a new heart is inserted into him. And I thank you, Father, that he is raised up, restored to better than he was. Everything that has been lost, everything that has been stolen is restored. We call it in, and we say we will not settle for anything less. Their family is blessed. Thank you, Father God, for strength and wisdom for Sister Lou and peace in her heart. And I thank you, Father, that you have raised him up. And now we expect the manifestation of it. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I call you blessed. You are blessed of the Lord. His face shines upon you. His favor goes before you. His mercy and his loving kindness follow you and are with you every day. No weapon formed against you prospers. Everywhere you go, you are the sweet-smelling aroma of God's presence. And whom the Lord has blessed, none can curse. Everything you put your hand to is successful. Go with God, you are dismissed.